Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh dear. I've been looking forward to this so much. I was going to bring another word, and I turned in the Bible to this scripture. And it was almost like God Almighty himself said to me, "This is what I want you to talk about." Jesus is teaching us how to pray. If you go to Matthew, the sixth chapter and verse 5, it says this. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. It's about relationship. And I've said this so many times and I can't stop saying it. It's about a relationship with the living God, about a relationship with your Heavenly Father. I want you to turn real quick to another scripture, and it's in the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to chapter 18 and verse 10. Jesus is again talking here. Jesus says this, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Beloved, that moved me to tears and continues to move me to tears because we are serving such a great God. How can we be puffed up? How can we be exalted when every single one of us falls short and sins? We need to understand, beloved, that we have to have this personal relationship with Almighty God. It cannot be lip service any longer. We cannot bring lip service to Almighty God, because I believe in Jesus' name that he doesn't hear it. But we have to have that intimacy, that true, real intimacy in our Heavenly Father. And I believe that the way we can achieve that is by worship. And that is why we created Worship Radio 247. I can remember many years ago when I was at a Bible week, and I didn't want to go and worship. I really did not want to go, believe me. I did not want to go and worship. I have no idea why. But I just knew that I did not want to go and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I wanted to stay in my tent where I was. My wife and children had already gone. the service, the worship service, was going to start at 10:15. But I didn't want to go. But I knew I had to. And so I meandered my way down to where the worship service was going to be. It was about, a half a mile away. And as I walked, I kicked the odd tin here and there. Sometimes I walked backwards. I felt like a little child, really, trying to delay going to school. Exactly that feeling. But as I got closer and closer, I realized I was hearing nothing. Normally I would have heard something. I would have heard the band playing, but I was hearing nothing. And as I got closer and closer and closer, still nothing. And finally I got there. Just as I got there, the band began to play, simply because there had been something wrong with the power and they had to delay the service. And I thought I was going to arrive when the man was going to start preaching. But they started to worship. And as I walked into that cowshed with 13,000 other people, the worship began to ring out. And within seconds, beloved, I was on the floor, saying how sorry I was to Almighty God. The worship was magnificent. Magnificent. Glory and worship rising heavenward. And I've never forgotten that instance. And consequently, when you turn on to Worship Radio 247, whatever time of day or night, whether you're listening to the live show, whether you're listening to the repeat, it makes no difference. I just want you to be in a position where you can listen and you can worship. And you can worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you can tell the Father how much you adore Him and how much you worship Him. You can thank the Son for everything He has done for you, because you are involved in an intimate relationship, in an intimate relationship with Almighty God, because it's necessary. And so when Jesus talks about praying on your own, that's what this is. You see, if you are listening to this radio station and you are worshiping, then you are privately worshiping. You're not worshiping in a great big church with loads of other people. It's just you and God. Maybe you're sitting at your desk and you're working, but you're listening to Worship Radio 247. And every so often, you know you can turn your head heavenward and say, Lord, I love you. I love you and I adore you. And I worship your holy name. Because you have this relationship with the living God. You have this relationship, this ability to be able to turn to Him and say, you know what, I'm not going to ask you for anything. I'm going to ask you for nothing today. I am just going to say, Father, I love you so much for what you have done for me in my life. And today I'm going to worship you. And I am going to adore you. And I am going to magnify your name. And I am going to say thank you for all of those things that you have done for me, all of those blessings you bestowed upon my life. I'm going to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I love you. I adore you. Beloved, that's an intimate relationship. That is an intimacy that you can have with no one else. There is no one else on this planet, on this earth, you can ever have that sort of intimate relationship with, because you worship only Him and no one else. You worship only Him. Because He is so worthy to be worshipped. Lord God, we adore you. When you pray, Don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Jesus goes on to say this: when you pray, don't babble on and on as other people do in other religions. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them. For your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask Him. You see, that's a real dad, isn't it? That's a real daddy who knows what you want before you even ask. We have to pray, we have to ask, of course. But He knows beforehand. He knows beforehand, beloved. He will not push Himself on you. He will not make you do stuff you don't want to do, because He's given you that perfect gift of free will. But we have to use that gift of free will wisely. We have to be so close to Him. I believe there's someone listening to this broadcast right now who wishes they had that relationship with Almighty God. But you know what? The good news is this: you can have that relationship with Him right now, right at this moment. You can begin your intimate, wonderful relationship with your Heavenly Father right here and right now. And all you've got to do is to say these words. Just repeat them after me, but mean them in your heart. In your heart of hearts, mean these words. Just say this: Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I ask you to forgive me and wipe those sins clean. Heavenly Father, I want this true relationship, this true intimate relationship with you, more than anything. Let your love flow into my heart now, in Jesus' mighty name. And I promise you, I will worship you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen.